Jandia, an oasis of natural beauty in Fuerteventura. Jandia, the jewel of Fuerteventura's southern tip, beckons with its sun-kissed beaches, volcanic landscapes and a rich history waiting to be explored. Embark on a journey with us and discover the captivating charm of this natural paradise. Formation of the Jandia Peninsula. Jandia was formed millions of years ago by volcanic activity. Originally an independent island, it was eventually joined to Fuerteventura by a sandy isthmus known as Larped. The narrowness of this isthmus, spanning only 6 kilometers, makes it possible to contemplate the sea on both sides. The volcanic formations of Jandia are unique, including examples such as Pico de las Azores, Malpais de Jandia and Montana de Tindaya. A fascinating past. The first inhabitants of Jandia were the Majos, an indigenous people of Fuerteventura who were characterized by their social organization, their knowledge of agriculture and livestock farming, and their religious practices such as mummification. They are believed to have arrived on the island from North Africa in around 500 BC and were organized into family clans led by chiefs. Their society was matrilineal, meaning that property and inheritance were passed down through the maternal line. Traces of them can still be found in the form of archaeological sites, such as La Cueva del Llano, located in the municipality of Pájara. After the Spanish conquest in the 15th century, the Jandia Peninsula became an important cattle breeding enclave. Goat and sheep raising became the main economic activity in the region, which shaped the landscape and culture of Jandia. Footprint on culture and traditions. Livestock farming has left an indelible mark on the culture and traditions of Jandia. Examples of this heritage include Majorero cheese. This cheese made with goat's milk is one of the most emblematic products in Fuerteventura. Its origins date back to the time of the Majos, who were already making cheese from the milk of their animals. Shepherds. The figure of the shepherd is very important in the culture of Jandia. They are responsible for looking after the livestock and guiding them through the peninsula's pastures. Festivities. Some popular festivals in Jandia, such as the Pájara Cheese Festival, have their origins in the livestock farming tradition. Population and activities. At present, Jandia has a population of around 10,000 inhabitants, mainly concentrated in the towns of Morojabal, Costa Calma and Esquinzo. The main economic activity is tourism, although other important sectors include fishing and agriculture. Tourism has driven the development of Jandia, which offers a wide range of services and infrastructures for visitors. Exploring Jandia's treasures. Kufut, a place of legend. Kufut is one of the most famous beaches in Jandia, and not only for its 12 kilometers of fine golden sand and crystal clear waters. This virgin beach is also known for its enigmatic past. It features Casa Winter, a mysterious German villa built by engineer Gustav Winter in 1940. Its unique architecture, its history related to the Nazis, and its isolated location have made it a place of intriguing legends and stories. Casa Winter, an unsolved mystery. Casa Winter, also known as Villa Winter, is a neo-Gothic mansion that has widely aroused curiosity for many years. It is rumored that it was used as a base of operations by the Nazis during World War II, although there is no conclusive evidence to prove this. Its past remains an unsolved mystery, which makes it an even more fascinating place to contemplate. Jandia Natural Park, a natural treasure. The Jandia Natural Park, with an area of 47,643 hectares, covers much of the Jandia Peninsula and protects a great variety of endemic flora and fauna that are not found anywhere else on the planet. Here we can find fossil dunes, unspoiled beaches, volcanic mountains, cactus forests and a great diversity of seabirds. Some of the most representative species in the park are the canary Egyptian vulture, the Canarian hubera, and the kestrel. Punta Jandia Lighthouse, a century-old lookout. Built in 1887, the Punta de Jandia Lighthouse is the oldest lighthouse in Fuerteventura. It is located at the southern tip of the peninsula and offers stunning views of the Atlantic Ocean. From its viewpoint, we can admire the coast of Jandia, the island of Gran Canaria, and, on clear days, even the tide in Tenerife. Morojabal, the tourist heart of Jandia. Morojabal is the center of tourism in Jandia. It offers a wide range of hotels, restaurants, shops, and activities to enjoy the sun and the sea. Costa Calma, the calm coast. Living up to its name, Costa Calma, this tranquil holiday resort stretches along the windswept coast of Fuerteventura, hugging a spacious bay with fine, white sand. The kilometer-long beach offers ideal conditions for swimming, snorkeling, and stand-up paddleboarding, while its consistent winds attract windsurfers and kite surfers. Sotavento, a paradise for water sports enthusiasts. Sotavento is much more than just a beach, it is a paradise for water sports enthusiasts and nature lovers. Located in the south of Costa Calma, this extensive beach also offers ideal conditions for campers and nudists. Hike to breathtaking views at Los Canarios Viewpoint. Reaching the Los Canarios Viewpoint requires a bit of effort, but the reward is truly magnificent. Lace up your hiking boots or hop on a mountain bike for a 5-kilometer journey that culminates in panoramic vistas of the rugged Kufut coastline. As the sun dips below the horizon, the landscape transforms into a breathtaking spectacle of color, making this viewpoint especially stunning at sunset. Conquer the peak, breathtaking views await at Pico de Zaza. Pico de Zaza, with its 807 meters of altitude, is the highest point of Fuerteventura. From here you can enjoy a marvelous view of the beaches of Kufut. On clear days, the view extends as far as Gran Canaria, with the tide in the background. The hiking route to the top is moderate and lasts about 4 hours. Puertito de la Cruz. Escape the bustle and discover serenity in Puertito de la Cruz, a charming fishing village nestled on the southern tip of Fuerteventura's Jandia Peninsula. It offers a tranquil haven for those seeking to unwind amidst the island's natural beauty. Picture-perfect white houses adorned with vibrant blue doors and windows line the narrow streets, exuding a quintessential Canarian charm. The heart of the village pulsates around the quaint fishing port, where you can witness the rhythm of the local fishermen's work and savor the freshness of the sea at one of the many restaurants lining the harbor. Puertito de la Cruz can be reached by car or by bus from Morojabal and Costa Calma via an unpaved road. Recommendations. Before traveling to Jandia, check the weather forecast. Choose which beach to visit: Kufut, Morojabal, Costa Calma, Esquinzo. If you are going hiking in Pico de Zaza, Cueva del Llano or Malpais de Jandia, bring water, sunscreen and suitable footwear. Don't forget to visit the Casa Winter and the lighthouses in Morojabal and Punta de Jandia. Enjoy local cuisine at Puertito de la Cruz. Try the fresh fish and typical dishes such as papas arrugadas con mojo, gofio stew, majoriro cheese, ropa vieja, octopus stew, sancocho soup, or puchero canario. Plan some aquatic activity: windsurfing, kite surfing, surfing, diving, snorkeling, kayaking. Book your Princess Hotel in Fuerteventura in good time. Jandia is a peninsula that enchants visitors with its natural beauty, its rich history and its peaceful atmosphere. If you are looking for a place to disconnect and enjoy nature, Jandia is the perfect destination for you. We hope this article has inspired you to visit Jandia.